And what I want to share is that there are five reasons why we don't receive our promises, and there are also five promises that God wants us to know. He wants us to do and know all of them, but these five. So I'm going to read you some of the, if you're slack on walking in God's promises, guess what he said one of them is? Sin. Habitually sinning, you're coming under the wrong authority. Sin will keep you from receiving God's promises. Ignorance. Because we think we're powerless against the enemy. Oh, so untrue. So untrue. We are powerful against the enemy. If we will take God's word and speak it out of our mouth, a living witness that's speaking God's word. And I go back to Genesis 1:3. He said, let there be light, and there was light. He didn't sing it. He didn't mumble it. He spoke it into the atmosphere, and there was light. So there, that was number two. Number three, unbelief. Unbelief is a serious sin. You know, some people don't think unbelief is a sin, but it is. It's a serious sin. Because you remember when Jesus went into his hometown, he said he couldn't cure anybody before the unbelief was there. And I began to think about that one day, and I said, look at what they missed out on simply because they couldn't believe. Unbelief was designed. It's a spirit, and it was designed to block God's promises. The enemy has set it up and put it out there, and most of us have fell for it. We can't let unbelief get into our home, into our dwelling, into our spirits. We got to keep a guard. Guard your heart. We got to guard it. You can't let everything come into your eye gate and your ear gate. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Unbelief is designed to block God's promises. Fear. You know what fear is? It's an emotion. It is an emotion, which means that it can cripple our promises. It can call God's promises to a naught when we are scared, because God told us he has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. So if he has said this, why do we have a problem receiving what God say? Why do we have a problem receiving what God say? Number five, the last one I have for why we don't receive God's promises is prayerless. Failure to pray. Man should always pray. He should not faint. He should not stop. He should not quit. He should not give up. You know, prayer in E.W. Kenyon's book, I believe it was Sunday school lesson, he talked about prayer is the core of the church. And you got churches that never even mention prayer. And that's going to be a problem for a lot of churches. If he's saying, and God said, the core of the church is prayer. So what are you doing all this other time if you're not praying? I think that every situation that comes up, you ought to be able to bring your flock, as a shepherd, bring them together and pray. Because, you know, I personally, for me, I am so thankful for the prayer line, because I believe that since we started praying as collectively, that I see that the body of Christ are coming closer together. The ones that desire to. I'm not saying that everybody is, but there's a closeness, because I just want to love on everybody, because I don't have a problem with loving you, even when you talk about me. Even when you say you don't like me, I'm still going to smile and say I love you, because that's the God in me. That is the God in me. Okay, now those are the ones that can stop and block your God's promises. And remember, they are sin, ignorance, unbelief, fear, and prayerless. And now I want to share the ones that God said we need. And the first promise is God love you unconditionally. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Jesus Christ our Lord. That love claims you by faith. Whenever you are feeling unloved, drink it in. Drink in the word of God. Know that God loves you. When I witness, I love you. But guess who loves you more than I do? Because he died for you. I make it personal. I tell them, if you had been the only person on earth, God would have died for you. Now, what kind of love is that? Unconditional love. Thank you, Father. Number two, you are redeemed and have an eternal home in heaven. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. Hey, he's your shade. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and your going, both now and forevermore. We worship a God who never leaves us. And he wants a relationship with us, both in this life and beyond. We have been blessed with the promise of heaven through faith in Jesus Christ. It is by his blood. By his blood. Glory to God. So God loves you unconditionally, and you have been bought with a price. You have been purchased, and you have been redeemed. God formed you with intention and knows you intimately. So God formed you with intention. What are you talking about, intention? He had a plan. He had a plan. He just didn't throw us up. He had a plan. Glory. And it says he knows us intimately. That's what the relationship. You have to get that personal relationship with him that you can call on him in the midnight hour and he's going to answer, because he's not asleep. He's still up. Oh, when you cry out to him, he said, I will answer.